Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. I will remind you before we jump into this conversation that the Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-7555. We are joined in studio by Dwayne Davis, who's known by many as Shorty. He owned Shorty's Pit Beef, which was in Lutherville. Before that, it was on Greenspring Avenue, right by the Beltway, just as you hit Falls Road. He's an artist. He's an activist. He's a man who fights for the lives of our communities and children in those communities. And we're also joined in the studio. He brought along with him Vicky Hardy, who is vice president of the Baltimore Black
Think Tank.
Excuse me. I couldn't read my own writing. Baltimore Black Think Tank. And is also going to be running as mayor, for mayor of Baltimore City on the Republican ticket. And the number here is 410-319-8888. And Shorty and Vicky, welcome. Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So, Shorty, let's go back just to this for a moment before people can understand what's going on here. Just go to this story of this toilet, because I remember that so well. I remember announcing it on the air. I remember it coming across the wires. There was a toilet in Towson placed by the courthouse, if I remember correctly.
I put the toilet on the street, not the courthouse. I put this on the sidewalk on public property. And the toilet was a social protest. It's like Pavlov's theory of call and response. Instead of keys, I use the toilet. And the toilet represents how our government treats the underclass and middle class in America. You treat us like poo-poo.
An appropriate word for the radio. So what happened? I mean, this is not the first toilet you've placed someplace.
Man, I put toilets all over the city. I put toilets at Congressman Cummings' office with Governor O'Malley's face on it and my kids' faces on it, because you're killing our kids. You ain't giving them no education. You're sending them to jail. And you're using our kids for photo ops. And you're not going to use mine in the community like that. You're going to be responsible for your actions. And I use the toilet to explain mine.
And this is the first time you've been arrested for putting a toilet on the lawn?
I ain't never got arrested for putting no toilet out. I put 9 toilets out all over. I put one, like I said, in front of Congressman Cummings' office with Governor O'Malley. I took one in front of the Visual Arts Museum. I took one in front of Digital High School. I put one in my son's house. I put one in front of parole and probation for Mr. McGee and the parole board. Put one in front of the FBI. I put one in front of the school board because I couldn't attend one of their meetings, so I put a toilet in front of the school board, and it was for there for like a month, and it had to do with the test scandals because Vicky Harding and the Black Think Tank uncovered that. It wasn't Alonzo. It wasn't these other people that are claiming it, and they asked for the grand jury movement. Nobody but the Black Think Tank. Now everybody want to jump on board. But if you don't start taking care of my kids, I'm going to put that toilet on you too.
So what happened here? I mean, why do you think you were – charged with such a serious crime? I mean, you were charged as a terrorist, right?
I'm charged as a terrorist.
You could get 10 years for this.
They can give me 10 years in the penitentiary for putting a toilet on city property.
County property?
No, city property, because it was on the city sidewalk. I didn't put it on the property. It was outside the gate. It was on the sidewalk. I put the toilet out there on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. So if I put it out there Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, how many police officers, how many state employees, how many people passed that toilet between
in Towson.
How many people passed that toilet at 8 o'clock Sunday morning till 8 o'clock Monday morning? What made it a bomb threat on Monday morning that didn't do it on Sunday morning? The police seen it. I left a string out in front of the Towson turnabout. They seen that. Didn't nobody say nothing about that? Didn't nobody say nothing about the names on the toilet? Didn't nobody play the video, the DVD that was on the toilet? The toilet clearly states evidence and artwork. The toilet is my trademark. Just like NBC got a peacock, Shorty got a toilet. Call me the new Tidy Bowl, man. I'm going to clean these politics up in Maryland.
So, I'm sorry. Because it's not really funny, because you could be facing serious time for this.
You're going to lock me up for putting a toilet out on it? For what? Come on, be serious. If I got to go to jail for 10 years for putting a toilet out, I guess I might as well put 3 or 4 more out to get my money's worth. Because it was a toilet. The toilet is my trademark because of the movie that I got coming out called Letters to Zion, produced by Rob Fix. I've been trying to get this movie out for 3 years, but every time I try to get the movie out, they lock me up.
This is a movie that has to do with your son who was murdered in Zion, Illinois, right?
It has to do with not only my son that's been murdered, but the death and murder of all our kids. This ain't just my fight. This is our struggle. This ain't just my child. This is our children. This is our community. And somebody got to be willing to stand up and say enough is enough. Governor O'Malley put his arms around your kids in the neighborhood talking about taking photo ops and how much he loved your kids. How many of your kids that he put his arm around is going to the graveyard or the penitentiary and ain't completing high school? Our officials, our elected officials and our county officials and our state representatives got to be held accountable. So count how many faces and names is on my toilet.
Now, I mean, well, I'm curious about a couple things politically and also your own life. I mean, I remember when you started your first rib shack on right by Green Spring and Falls Road.
Right
by the Beltway.
Right.
And I used to go there and get ribs.
Richard Sher did a story about me, a hard look story about me. And it said then that I fight for my kids and I stand up for my community. So I ain't doing nothing different now than I did then.
And you gave a lot of men and who've done time and men from community jobs.
I gave people jobs, man. Everybody seen who I was when the cleanup wagon from the state correctional facility would drive through. Y'all was standing in line, and I used to feed them. I used to go give them food and let y'all stand in line. How long was that line?
A long line.
Didn't I treat everybody the same?
You did.
I treated you like family, right? I treated you like it. And everybody liked each other. It was Hispanics in that line. It was blacks in the line. It was rich people. It was poor people. But the people that were standing in line, they was hungry. Remember my slogan? His meat stays good in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It still do.
But and then you moved to Falls Road.
I moved to Falls Road and Padonia Road. And I had opened that place up in 2004. And nobody ever made that place work, but I made it work. I was part of the community there.
Well, folks, you can join us here at 410-319-8888. I will make a disclaimer. I probably should have called the Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office. I did not, but we'll be glad to hear what they have to say if they want to call in now. And we can call them out if they want to make a statement. We should do that. And also, as we see how this winds out in the next couple of days.
So tomorrow I go to court tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Talk about tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 9 a.m. I go to court. I'm going to ask to dismiss my lawyer and proceed pro se because my lawyer is not going to do what I asked him to do.
What is it you want your lawyer to do he's not doing?
I want my lawyer to tell the judge that I was making a movie and that toilet is my trademark for my movie company. That's it. The movie.
What exactly happened when they busted you? I mean, what happened? I mean,
I don't know what happened. I got locked up.
No. I know that. But they kept you in the Baltimore County Detention Center from February to May.
From February to May. They tried to break my spirit. I got locked up February the 8th.
Was it then? Okay, right.
February the 8th, Monday, they locked me up. I started that morning out at, I went to Starbucks over on St. Paul's. And I did my Facebook for 2 hours from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I went to see my boss, Tony, at the Corinthians because I was barbecuing at the Corinthians. And from the Corinthians, I went to see City Councilman Bill Henry. And from City Councilman Bill Henry, I went to the district court up in Baltimore City because I had an eviction because I was moving to Las Vegas. I had all my stuff packed up. I was supposed to be leaving for my mother's funeral. And none of that happened. 1 o'clock, I'm in the district court in front of the judge. They gave me a ruling about my property. So when I left district court at 2 o'clock, I went home and they arrested me at 2:30. So if you knew I was in court and you seen me around town all day, Associated Press called me. WJZ called me.
Before you were arrested?
Before I was arrested, when I was on my way to court. At 12 o'clock,
about
they called
this
me.
Incident?
Yeah, they was calling me because they had my number, my Facebook page. I'm on their Facebook page. I tell everybody what I do every day, just like Doogie Howser used to do it. And they got mad. Not one time did I say I'm committing a threat in any nature. All I did is said I put a toilet out, and I said you was going to get Shorty, and I got a program called Get Shorty, and they got Shorty. They got Shorty's toilet. And that's what they got mad about. Schellenberger got mad because I made a movie about him, too. And this is about his political campaign, about being tough on crime. And Vicky will tell you, when I was up there at the Senator Theater last year, I had Schellenberger's campaign sign on the toilet, the same toilet that they know that I got. So this was more politics and personal than criminal.
So you were known to Schellenberger?
Schellenberger know me. His staff know me. Some of his people eat at my restaurant. Judge Turnbull know me. Judge Kavanaugh know me. I cater for them people, man.
And this has destroyed your business on top of everything else.
Yeah, you destroyed my business. I make X amount of dollars. I made a lot of money out in Green
Spring. You did well in your
business. I did well out there. Now I'm homeless, but I'm not hopeless.
Let's open the phones. 410-319-8888. And Vicky Hardy, you can jump in if you'd like to jump in as well, since you're here. 410-319-8888. Lamar in Baltimore County, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mark. How you doing?
I'm well, Lamar. Welcome.
I'm going to make this very short. I actually work in that area, you know, where this toilet was left. And also, I want to interject that I actually lived in the Bronx during 9/11. And I understand the gentleman's point. You know, he didn't mean to, he wasn't a terrorist threat. But, if the authorities don't take that seriously, then someone who does mean a terrorist threat, who does have some sort of intentions of harming somebody, then it could happen. So, you know, we've gone to the extent in that area of putting up barricades in front of buildings. There's security guards where there normally weren't security guards, not because of that toilet. But this has been going on for like 3 years. So I don't think that he deserves to get 10 years. He doesn't deserve to have his business ruined or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he needs to understand, you know, doing something like that. And you're talking about, we're talking about Towson. You know, these people get scared if they see a brick out of place.
But everybody see a toilet every day. What's the first thing you see in the morning?
Okay, sir, please. You know, let's be serious about it.
I am serious about it. This was comedy. If you knew me and you knew anything about me, I'm a funny guy.
Okay.
This was funny.
I'm a funny guy also, but trust me, you know, you may not have meant to do that.
They knew I didn't mean to do it.
But someone else could actually put a bomb in the toilet. And then if that's not taken seriously, then basically, you know, it could be a bomb in another toilet. Maybe not your toilet, but someone else's toilet. And that's the same guy. It's just a joke.
I respect your comment. I respect what you're saying. See, I was in the military, too. I served my country, and I got an honorable discharge. But it just in the same breath, the Constitution in which I served my country, I deserve to enjoy them rights. I got a right of freedom of speech, man. I was born in 1959 when I didn't have a right to drink at your water fountains and eat off your plates. And I'm going to enjoy the rights in which I served my country for. Now, Schellenberger knew that toilet was for because it was a gift for Schellenberger. Call him up and ask him. This was personal political prosecution. And I ain't got a problem saying it to his face.
So, and what Lamar was saying, before we go to the next caller, Aaron, I mean, that we are in a time when people are scared of their own shadow because of all the kind of terrorist threats that people put up on our faces every day. They called the bomb squad out, correct?
Yep.
And they looked in there and they found nothing.
When you call the bomb squad, like I said, I was in the military. My brother worked for the FBI. They called a bomb. Remember when Congressman Senator Cardin's called a helicopter to stop the boat for his little wedding thing for his wife or whatever?
Oh, when he's my delegate, Cardin.
Yeah, right? All they did is showboat. That's all they did. Because when they pulled the robot out, the cell phone didn't have a battery on it. There was no electronic transmitter. When you just looked at them pictures out there, it was a black and white TV that me and you used to watch baseball games on. It was a black and white TV.
Well, I think what you need to address, Shorty, is that this is not the first time that they were aware of these toilets. You've been putting these toilets out since when?
I've been putting these toilets out since October 2007.
So, I mean, I can understand, I can appreciate what Lamar has said, but this is nothing new to
the political figures.
Exactly. And this is why it's imperative that we hold these public officials accountable for their actions. It's just like that movie, Enemy of the State, when they thought that Will Smith had evidence that would indict public officials, and you see how they discredit his character, what have you. That's the same thing that I'm going through when I had uncovered the test score scandal. They had said I was disgruntled. They said that I was crazy. But what they didn't say was that Ms. Harding told the truth.
You always tell the truth long as I met you.
We have the phones. There are a lot of people calling in when I have a conversation with you about this and get to know the story. 410-319-8888. Sam, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Hi, Sam.
And Shorty, I got something for you.
What?
I have a antique toilet. toilet, ceramic toilet.
I can't play with no more toilets till after my trial.
That's cute saying.
I can't touch no toilets till after my trial. You're trying to send me back to jail.
Just hold on to it,
dog.
Hold on
to that toilet. I come get it as soon as they say I'm free. Yours, I put that right in front of the governor's office. And I put Susan's name and address on it because they're going to come get you next time.
Okay, because, look, it's an antique, okay?
Oh, it's worth a lot of poo-poo.
It's an
expensive.
It's expensive poo-poo. I know just where to put it.
Sam.
It's a Japanese antique that says goodbye, cruel world, okay?
Oh, I could drop a load on that first thing tomorrow morning.
I know that's right. And the little Asian guy is going down the toilet, and he's talking about goodbye, cruel world.
That's all right. He'll come back, call him the tidy bowl, man. He'll clean it up.
Sam, thank you for your call. Let's end the call here so we get a couple more questions before the half hour's out. 410-319-8888. Aaron, you're on the air.
Well, Shorty, I got at least 16 more places for your toilet.
Hey, I tell you what.
And all of them at City Hall.
What, you going to put one in front of every representative? Hey, check this out. I cannot encourage bad behavior. But what you do with them toilet is your business.
I tell you, I've observed you with those, too. And the caller before the last is ridiculous because...
Everybody seen me carrying the toilet around the Martin Luther King's parade. They seen me carrying the toilet. It's just like the walls of Jericho. I wanted to fall down. You're going to stop this bad behavior. And if you don't stop it, just deal with that toilet.
And, Vicky, you know, people thought you were crazy, but as it turned out, you were right on time. And, see, even the best of our heroes were thought crazy in the beginning, but you keep right up.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate you.
And Shorty, when you get through with your trial,
give me a job.
Please keep right up with those toilets.
Give me a job, man. The toilets ain't paying no bills.
Yeah, so, well, Aaron, thanks. We're joking, but
yeah, but it's serious. But
you're facing 10 years in prison tomorrow morning when you walk in the court.
What you going to do? What is America going to do to a black man that you ain't did for 400 years? I'm locked up in jail. I'm locked up in my community. So if I don't tell the truth, what makes you a man? The true measure of a man is how he carries himself in society and what he says out his mouth and how he stands behind the words he say out his mouth. I stand behind everything I say and do. When I stand up to pee. I don't sit down. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. I'm a man about everything I do. And if you're going to give me 10 years for putting a toilet out there on the streets, then you give me 10 years. Martin Luther King didn't run away from jail. Nelson Mandela didn't run away from jail. Stephen Biko didn't run away from jail. Those are my mentors.
Well, racism is terrorism.
Exactly.
And that's why we wear the black eyes. When we have our town hall meetings, we wear black eyes on the right to symbolize the government abuse.
Exactly. Your government abusing us, and you just supposed to accept it. I don't have to accept nothing.
And that's why we have the grand jury movement.
So tell us what you think is going to happen tomorrow morning. You're going to go in there. You already said you're going to get rid of your lawyer.
I'm not going to get rid of my lawyer. If my lawyer cannot defend me with the due diligence of the law and respect the fundamental fairness of the law, which means to tell the judge I was making a movie and show the judge the videos that I was making and name the people that I named in the movie, then I'm not going to trial. They took my truck. They took my computer. They took my video camera. They took my videos. And you're not going to take me in front of a judge and a jury unless I got it to show to them. You're not going to treat me like Jim Crow and black codes. You're going to treat me like a man. You're going to give me the full extent of the Constitution, or you're going to let me go.
So they don't. If tomorrow morning, if that happens, they could try you right then and there. They don't have to give you a postponement.
Yes, they do. I'm entitled to 2 postponements. I can proceed pro se and ask for an extension for 30 days or however long. If Kaylin Anthony didn't go to court for a year, why are you going to rush me into a trial?
Who's the judge who's sitting in front of you, know?
Judge Souter.
And, I mean, it just, to me, it's this whole thing is just, I am going to make it my business to call the county attorney's office.
I want you to. Tell them I said hi.
I don't quite understand why it's gotten to this place, why you were in jail for 4.5 months.
4.5. They wanted me. They was gonna keep me in jail.
And how'd you get out of jail?
When I went to jail, my bond was $250,000. By constitutional law, you cannot have excessive bail. my income didn't allow me to pay that. I didn't have no property to pay that. It went from $250,000 to no bond at all. And they kept me in jail, didn't give me a bond review, didn't give me a preliminary hearing. Came up to April where they gave me a bond reduction hearing. And during the bond reduction, they lowered my bond to $10,000. One of my customers, Mark Adams, is a bail bondsman, and he put up the bail from a friend of mine named Charlie Stokes, and they paid my bond. They got me out. I'd rather have a million friends than $1 million, because if I got a million friends and get a dollar from each one of my friends, I'm a millionaire. In this case, my friends put up the bail money.
And
my friends
I saw that, took care of me. And I saw the petition that you have in your book.
You seen the petition? How many people is in that petition?
I don't know. I couldn't count the numbers. But
more than
a lot.
Five?
I would say more than five.
Yeah, it was
well
a whole
over.
Lot.
So,
yes.
I mean, there were dozens and dozens, not hundreds and hundreds.
Exactly.
On that petition. And they were, I saw from the names and the places they lived, they were black, they were white, they were wealthy, they were poor.
Because I treat everybody the same. I am a community activist. I work in all parts of the state of Maryland. I work in Salisbury. I work in Hampstead. I work in Hereford. I work in Hartford. I work in Cecil County. I work wherever people want to have fun.
But you're not working out because their business is gone.
I'm not working out because the state's attorney took my truck, my computer. They took my livelihood. How can I work without transportation? How can I work without a grill? I'm Shorty the barbecue guy. When am I barbecue? I can't have no parties. People are scared of me.
You can borrow my little teeny tiny electric grill if you want. Gas grill if you want.
Hey, look, you're going to see me in the corner of Belvedere and Northern Park where you say, we'll cook for a job. We'll cook for food.
Now, I mean, you know, you've always been a very funny man, but I mean, and we're laughing about it, but this is deadly serious. I think the political question looms large for me, which is why I want to talk to the people who have charged you in Baltimore County, because I don't understand why it has gone this far from a. I was thinking, let's say, if some MICA students,
right,
put a toilet on the street as a symbolic piece of art to oppose whatever political oppression or social injustice they thought was going on, would they be charged with a terrorist act? But what's the exact charge?
I'm charged with a terrorist act.
A terrorist act.
False, leaving a false incendiary device. And nothing on that thing was incinerated. Nothing was working. It was an old TV, an old toilet, an old cell phone with old politicians on it. That was the
they
only
pictures, you mean?
It had pictures of Kelly Lynn.
With corrupt politicians.
Corrupt politicians.
That's right.
The people you say are corrupt.
The people that,
yes.
I don't have to right. say it. All you got to do is tell them to produce the letters and tell them to show up for court tomorrow. Tell them to take an oath and tell them to tell the truth.
Well, what they can do, what Judge Marcella Hollins and Judge Barry Williams can do, is move out of our way so we can appear before the foreman. We have evidence to prove, to back up our criminal allegations.
Exactly. Anything I say out my mouth and I can back it up. You can go to WJZ13, talk to Adam May, tell Adam May to play the whole hour interview. I've asked WJZ to give me my information back for 2 weeks. I just left there before you called me this morning, and they still ain't returned it. If the judge can't see what WJZ got, judge don't need to see me.
And what does WJZ have?
They got the interview, what I did at Spring Grove, an hour interview.
So they put you in Spring Grove?
They put me in Spring Grove to deter me from what I was doing, to say I was crazy. I answered over 485 questions from the psychiatrist and everything. I asked the psychiatrist one question, and they couldn't answer it.
What was the question?
How to spell Waukegan, Illinois. They couldn't spell Waukegan, Illinois.
That's not fair because you're from.
That's my hometown. You asked me where I'm from, where I was born. You asked me what I did. Tell me what. Answer my questions. I only asked you one. You asked me 400. The simplicity of truth. And you say I'm funny. I'm funny. I'm funny because I like jokes. I make comedy and stuff because just this life is too serious. People make it complicated.
Well, so let me ask this in a little bit of time we have left in this particular segment. What is it that you want our listeners here in the Steiner Show, Mark Steiner Show, WEA, to know before you go to trial? What do we need to be aware of as you go face this trial?
All I want is the truth to be told. Tell the truth. Play the videos. I'm the same Shorty you met in 1997. Ain't nothing changed about me but the gray hairs on my chinny chin chin. All my kids is grown. I've been a father to my kids, other people in the community, and you can't hate me for that.
Let's get one quick thought in before we have to roll. Sandy, on the west side, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Blake, and thank you, Vicky, for your pursuit and the testing. Yeah, Shorty, Did you submit in writing in reference to a copy of the tape to Jay Newman?
Say that again.
Did you submit in writing that you would like, you requested a copy of the interview with
Adam May?
Yeah.
No,
did
see,
Jay
me and Adam
Newman,
know each other.
Isn't Jay Newman still the head over
no,
there?
No, Tanya Black is the one that's taking care of that.
Oh, okay.
And well, I talked to Tanya, I talked to them, and my phone records will show that.
Oh, I see.
See, my right. phone records show everything. That's why I use a cell phone, because it is what it is.
Sandy, thanks for your call. And I just want to kind of push what we have to watch out for tomorrow, what you have to watch out for tomorrow. What did you want people to do?
I want people to show up at 401 Bosley Avenue at 9 a.m. Do not bring no toilets, okay? Don't bring
and
no
be
toilets.
Be careful with cell phones.
Be careful with cell phones. But just show up, because if they do this to me, they do it to you. If I lose, I'm just one crazy, ignorant individual. But if I win, I uplift my community, and I show the politics for what politics is. You got to pull these politicians out of the toilet and hold them accountable. Sarah Palin used to call them in their crosshairs, and she the Tea Party. Well, this is the Shorty's Toilet Party, and we're going to have fun.
All right, Shorty. Dwayne Davis, tomorrow morning, 401 Bosley.
Don't tell anybody my name. It's Shorty.
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 I'm losing to Dwayne Davis. I'm Shorty.
All right, fine. Forget Dwayne Davis. Shorty. But if you want to look on the docket, it'd be under Dwayne Davis.
When you look under all you got to do is come out there, and the police will tell you where I'm at.
Some of them have eaten your ribs. 401.
Sheriff's, police, the judges, the lawyers, everybody know me, man.
Shorty, thanks so much, and good luck, and we'll stay in touch
me.
Tomorrow, and I hope that you walk away tomorrow.
I need a job, man. Get some ribs.
We have to take a very brief break. We're going to come back. I'm going to remind you on the way to break, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. It's a simple way to stay connected to the topics and events you care about most. Daily content on arts, culture, food, design, style, green living, and much more can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at UrbaniteBaltimore.com. Stay with us. And show up to 401 Bosley Avenue tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And see if justice is done. We'll be right back. Stay with us.